everybody, and welcome to another edition of Pylon Radio. You are listening to us on Vancouver Cooperative 100.5 FM. My name is Ian Ditchburn, and we're going to do what we do every damn week. Play some music for you, while also encouraging all of you to continue watching the live streams and the video recaps of what's going on down in the States. As I said last time, it's going to take months of work to properly document the absolutely disgusting amount of police overreach that's gone on. But wouldn't you know it, it actually hasn't taken that much time at all. I'm sure we've all seen the video in Buffalo of police pushing down an elderly man, cracking his head on the sidewalk. Donald Trump recently came out and said that that was a fake, and that 75-year-old man cracking his head on the pavement was an Antifa agent who then deliberately started bleeding out of his ears. I used to work with this old native guy. Every time the bosses weren't around, we would always delve into the same topics, talking about the justice system, climate change, the interactions of our two people, white and indigenous, the ways in which we both agreed that what's going on right now is not only morally wrong, but totally unsustainable. With no morals in it at all. Factor all morals out. It's just totally impossible that things can continue to carry on the way that they have been. And by the end of our talks, he would always end up asking me, what is it going to take for young people to say they've had enough and start fighting for a better world? And you know what? I've been thinking about those conversations a lot lately. And I know for a fact that the artist we're going to play first today has had similar thoughts. I know that because he was my second interview ever on my podcast Elsewhere. He got his start playing punk music in Iran. And because of that, he has a very informed perspective on the relationship between creativity and political violence. His name is King Ram, and this is one of his brand new tracks. It's called Hungry Ghosts.
Thank you.
That was Hungry Ghosts by King Ram. That's spelled R-A-A-M. He also has a podcast done in Farsi about his life experiences as a traveling musician, all the trouble he gets into. So if you're interested in that kind of thing, you can either check out his new podcast, which I'll be sure to link on the landing page for this episode, eastvandaelsewhere.com, or you can just search on YouTube. It's called Masty O'Rasty. That's M-A-S-T-Y space O space R-A-S-T-Y. And that's all done in Farsi. So if you do have any Farsi listeners, I know I got at least one. You know who you are. Might want to go check that out. Alternatively, if you want to hear an interview with him done in English, I did a podcast with him about 2 years ago now. He's had a really, really fascinating life, being raised between North America and Iran, starting off as a punk musician, throwing underground shows in one of the most culturally oppressive countries on earth at the moment. Really, really fascinating guy. You can find that on my SoundCloud. So that's soundcloud.com/elsewherepodcast, or you can just search up the Elsewhere Podcast. Should be able to find it. In a pretty rainy mood this week. The rainiest mood I've felt in a while. In a lot of ways, it's a really good thing. Motivating me to stay indoors and focus on my projects, stuff like this, and my schoolwork. Also good for the earth in general. Thinking about the upcoming fire season. That is the last thing we need on this dumpster fire of a year, since all we're going to be able to do is camping anyway. Fingers crossed that everyone is practicing their fire safety and that all of this water we're getting right now helps protect us. What's good for the mind is good for the earth. You know, when people sometimes complain about the weather in Vancouver to me, especially people who have just moved to Vancouver, I always have to stop them and say, all of the things that you like about Vancouver, none of them would exist if it weren't for the fact that we are living in a temperate rainforest. All of the trees, all of the rivers. Anyway, this is my rainy mood song. It's by a German DJ called Para for Kuva, and this song is Devi. Thank you.
was written in the starry sky, that the universe belongs to the starry eye. Childlike is the mind that be burning bright. Still the label is naive and they wanna fight. It's important that we stand strong. They distorting what our plans are. It's one life, don't wait until the sand's gone. Don't count us out, count down until blast off. We're shooting in the outer space. They assume that we'd rather stay. No, they don't get it, no, we ain't with it, we on our way. Now is a moment, no need to wait for another day. Time's wasting, let's find a place and try to hide away in the halls of this basement. Hanging on the walls is a sign with a statement. Never lose sight of your dreams, stay patient. I'm one of they, one of the strong, yeah, one of the brave. And I will share with you my song till I'm in the grave. And I don't see anything wrong with trying to play. Who knows, it might just put a smile right on your face. It's one thing I'm forgetting though. Something I should let you know. If we ever had a grudge, well I'm letting go. You know how the story goes. I tell them that the past don't matter. The money it don't matter. No, it really don't matter to me. I tell them that the past don't matter. The money it don't matter. No, it really don't matter to me. I tell them that the past don't matter. The money it don't matter. No, it really don't matter to me. I tell them that the past don't matter. The money it don't matter. No, it really don't matter to me. I tell them that the past don't matter. The money it don't matter. No, it really don't matter to me.
Friend who first showed me that song has been having a bit of a hard time lately, so if we could all just send out our hopeful healing thoughts, I would appreciate that. Up next, we're going to play another song by one of my favorite bands. This is Slightly Stupid with No Cocaine.
We'll be right back.
Was No Cocaine by Slightly Stupid. You're listening to Pylon Radio on Vancouver Cooperative 100.5 FM. My name is Ian Ditchburn, and we're going to keep this party rolling. Some more music. I think this time by a Canadian artist. These guys are called Holy Fuck, and they're from Toronto. This song is called Deleters.
Thank you. This year, Co-op Radio turns 40. Here's one of our stories.
I'm involved with the reggae show on Saturdays from 6 until 8:30, and I'm also the host of the Extended Mix, and this takes place every first and second Saturday from 11 p.m. until 6:30 a.m. Started here in 1987, a long time ago. When I came here, coming back from Jamaica, the commercial radio stations weren't playing any former reggae music, any former Caribbean music. You couldn't get any reggae, calypso, soca. The only station that I could get a reggae fix from is Co-op Radio with George Barrett on a Saturday, and got me wanting to be a part of Co-op Radio, and I met George. I joined the station as a member. And then I became a programmer on the reggae show myself. It has been a blast. The station does a lot for my community because when you want to promote anything, any function, Co-op Radio is always there to help. And not only that, when you grew up in the Caribbean, whether it be Jamaica, Trinidad, Barbados, wherever, you know, the music is a big part of our culture. And so Co-op Radio gives that to us, gives us that opportunity to be able to hear our music, hear our language, our different dialects. We can hear it on the radio. And it just gives us that sense of home. A lot of listeners say to me, Louis, on a Saturday evening, you guys make me feel like as if I'm in the tropics, you know? So it also allows us to introduce and spread our culture within the Canadian communities. So, which is great also.
You're listening to Pylon Radio on Vancouver Co-op 100.5 FM. Up next, I'm going to play a song which I think, given the right set of circumstances, could become the absolute anthem of the COVID era. It is called Wash My Hands, Shorty, by the ILYs.
Yeah.
That was the ILYs, and unless you really, really like ladybugs, I do not recommend looking up the music video. We'll leave it at that. I think next, that song was kind of heavy, so we're going to dive right into the heavier stuff. This next song is by Ezra Furman, and it's called We Should Fight.
I wrote this song in a paper bag.
This next song was suggested to me by my friend Reese Rooney. A little while ago, I put a call out on my social media for cool Canadian bands to feature. And this one is from Victoria. They're called Fall Fair Car, and off their album Eclipse Shades, which is a free download on their Bandcamp. So if you like the song, go check it out. This is Galleries. Thank you.
in sync with me. You know how I feel about change. I bottle up, float in the tub till the water's cold, and I'm a prude, and I stew over future scenarios, calming for further problems I would make. Reality in harmony you cannot teach or learn. It's something that you are born into.
Okay, that was Fall Fair Car with Galleries. Up next, we're going to play a very, very chill song by a normally much heavier band. That will be the only clue that I give you, actually. For those of you listening all the way through, I'd like you to try and guess what band is playing this song. Real fans, super fans of the band, are going to guess it no problem. But for everyone else out there, I would suggest you pay attention to the voice. And that's all I'm going to give you. ¶¶ Alright, everybody, you're out of time to guess. That was Black Sabbath with Planet Caravan. I'm sure that was very easy for some of you to guess, but you know, I was a little surprised when I first heard it. I was used to the heavier side of Sabbath, really showing their range as instrumentalists there. Up next, we're going to play a song in honor of my beautiful, beautiful girlfriend. It is her birthday today, and I asked her to send me a couple songs that she liked, and I said that I would play them on air. So this one I picked just because I'm also a really big fan of the artist. They are called Random Rab, and this song is called Lace. Courtney, if you're out there listening, I love you, and I'll see you soon. That was Lace by Random Rab. You're listening to Pylon Radio on Vancouver Cooperative 100.5 FM. My name is Ian Ditchburn, and we are nearing the top of the hour here. Probably only time left for a couple more songs. This next one I find weirdly captivating. It's called Judy Garland. It's by a band called Frog. I remember a little while ago I made a commitment to play at least one strange offbeat song per episode. This is that song.
To disturb you, your spare bit of the Lord left for you. Bless us on one end in virtue, let the Savior up to search you. Jesus couldn't quell the pains of America, trucks and trains and tractor trailers on the range bar, counting out the change in golden mare. Fred Astaire slicking back his oily hair, snows baby drain off of a mirror, slaps her ass hard, dear, and all the preachers whistle nervous, stare down devils in the back, churches bleed through, looks his daughters from the small beneath the bowl of verses, and Judy Garland in the bathroom floor of her gold apartment above a Chelsea store, and all drag queens, all the whores couldn't get her duty back up all through long. Watch it float down like a boogie board. See the water bulging through the avenue. Watch the cool kids look out the window for as their mother drops the rolling pin of the radio. Says Judy Garland in the bathroom floor of her gold apartment above a Chelsea store. And all the drag queens and all the whores couldn't get her Judy back up all through Lawrence.
Like I should go ahead and fess up that I had to Google who Judy Garland was. She was a woman who played Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz and a whole host of other iconic roles from that time. And she unfortunately died of a drug overdose. I think that's what the song is talking about. On that cheerful note, let's move on to the final song of today's episode. Funnily enough, my mother and my girlfriend have the exact same birthday. And since I already played a song for Courtney, I thought I'd end the episode with a special request from my mom. She felt the need to warn me that it's going to be sad, so I'm going to go ahead and extend that warning to you. We are in a bit of a depressed mood here in our household. Over the course of the next week, several dozen 100-foot poplar trees that have existed next to my house since long before I was born are getting torn down to make room for a football arena for a bunch of private school kids. And the whole thing is being funded by this millionaire ex-alumni who the stadium's going to be named after. The whole thing is like a bad made-for-TV movie that's unfortunately taking place just next door. I understand the desire for recreational space, but the way in which the school went about doing it was just very dishonest. And yeah, for the next several months, construction crews are going to be allowed to work from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m., 6 days a week. And the first thing they're going to do is rip down those trees. Which especially sucks right now because they're filled with birds' nests and a bunch of birds that are too young to fly. So I guess the plan is to just clean them up when they hit the ground. When I was a little kid, I used to use those trees to find my way home. You can see them for blocks and blocks around. And I guess I'm just sad that little kids on their bikes aren't going to be able to have the same experience. I'm not going to go on and on, but it's just a big bummer. This song is called Ridgeway by Martin Simpson.
The sun warms my bones and the lazy air rises, lifts red kite and buzzard in effortless spirals. I have missed the kite, the whistling gleaner, just as I miss the wolf and the bear. And I remember before you were there. I woke up from my long sleep, shivered from my cold dreams, made myself a warm coat, a coat of richest green. Of oak and ash and elm, beech and lime and alder, all the trees of England and the finest ever seen. He worshipped in his rings of stone, he clawed and dug his hills of soil, he cut my coat with my own bones, turned to metal in his fires. His children wonder at his toil, I find little to admire. First he cut for shelter, then he cut to clear for cattle, then he cut for the smelter, and he always cut to burn. Cut the oaks for battleships, cut poplar for his rifles, cut and kept on cutting as if he'd never learn. The sheep graze, my coat is gone, there's a path along my bare back, feet have worn away my skin to make the ridgeway track. Sun warms my bones and the lazy air rises, lifts red kite and buzzard in effortless spirals. I have missed the kite, the whistling gleaner, just as I miss the wolf and the bear. And I remember, I remember, I remember before you were.
That is all we have time for this week. If you want to reach out to the show, you can write me an email at pylonradio@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at eastvandelsewhere. You can find us at our home on the web, eastvandelsewhere.com. On the landing page for this episode, I'm going to leave a link to a really, really great YouTube video of people calling in to the LAPD, expressing their discontent with the police violence going on. I would highly encourage you guys to go check it out. A lot of beautiful, insightful people, and some very, very funny people too. Much love, stay safe. Catch you next week.